Welcome back to WCRV In Concert with Boston Baroque. I'm Jesse Jacobs. In the second half of this program, we find strength and power in Haydn. Later on this hour, a work with all sorts of character changes and really some interesting stuff. Hear Haydn's 102nd Symphony. But before that, Boston Baroque welcomes Amanda Forsyth back for a Haydn aria. This aria comes from a work rarely heard today, an oratorio, a large-scale work for voices and orchestra called The Return of Tobias. Its popularity today, or rather lack thereof, is certainly not reflective of its popularity in Haydn's time. People loved it, Europe loved it, and it made Haydn even more popular than he already was. Anna Maskolta from Haydn's Return of Tobias, Amanda Forsyth and Boston Baroque on WCRV In Concert.
Thank you.
Haydn's aria Anna Muskulka from The Return of Tobias. Amanda Forsythe joining Boston Baroque on WCRB in Concert. You'll find program notes and texts from this show on our websites, along with past In Concert broadcasts. It's all at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Haydn wrote the symphony during his second trip to London. He actually wrote his last five symphonies as companions, but curiously, this is the only one without a title, without a nickname. But don't let that fool you. This symphony is full of power and character and a lot of fun moments throughout the entire orchestra. WCRB in concert with Boston Baroque and Haydn's 102nd Symphony. Haydn teasing us with a couple of almost endings. Boston Baroque with Haydn's Symphony 102 on WCRB in concert, recorded in New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. Many thanks to everyone at Boston Baroque and Amanda Forsyth for making this broadcast possible. And thanks to our audio producer, Antonio Oliart-Rose. This broadcast is written and produced by me, Jesse Jacobs. Executive producer is Brian McCree. Thank you for joining us for In Concerts from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.